Why downgrade? Stop crying and making excuses for the lack of quality in this game, you fanboys. A review by Unique Jason for Marvel vs. Capcom 3 Fate of Two Worlds Special Edition for the Xbox 360.
I know I will get hate comments from no-life, insecure trolls who go around looking for one-star reviews to pick fights with people over the net for not liking the same things they like! But I will not read them anyways, so you're enjoy your stupidity, LOL! Marvel vs. Capcom 2 had 56 characters, and at least 46 of them are playable. But here you get less than 40, and still no Ken! Which he wasn't in Tatsunoko vs. Capcom as well. I'm tired of hearing the same excuses from crybaby fanboys!
It has less characters to have more depth, or Capcom wanted a more balanced game, that's why it has less characters.
This is PS3! It is capable of holding 128 gigabytes of info, or more! So stop making excuses for Capcom's incompetence, just like they did in Super Street Fighter 4!
Of course, this game has better graphics and moves because it's PS3 compared to the PS2. But a lot of things are missing from Part 2, so why wait over 10 years to release another sequel to downgrade it? The game isn't that fun as the older ones, too! Capcom should focus on making Capcom vs. SNK 3 with Capcom's graphics like Part 2, cause SNK vs. Capcom SVC Chaos was terrible. And hopefully, when they do, I hope they don't downgrade like they did with Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Now watch all the hate responses I'll receive, but like I said, I won't read them. LOL. But obviously they don't know what that means. LOL.